800 30 50 90. Electric Ireland, making your bill smaller and your world brighter. EAB €1,394 electricity based on discounted unit rates, PSO, levy and VAT. Decrease in EAB from 1st of March 2024. Subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See electricireland.ie.
For I am the voice of the people.
The legend of Luke Kelly. A celebration of the memory and music of an Irish musical hero. Live at Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, Saturday, May 11th. Following sellout performances in Ireland and Europe, the acclaimed Chris Kavanagh and band return home for a must-see show. Don't miss The Legend of Luke Kelly, Saturday, May 11th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €25 plus booking fee from eventbrite.ie.
It's almost 6 o'clock with Noix.ie. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter for great inspiration.
It's Noix Newman's kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Clín O'Dwyer. The first coalition row has broken out since Simon Harris became Taoiseach. Eamon Ryan clashed with Micheál Martin about making big pre-election spending promises. It comes after Fianna Fáil made commitments equaling to around €2.2 billion ahead of the local and European elections. The Green Party leader says he was equally as dissatisfied with Fine Gael.
Promises, the world of politics is not a rare thing, but I think we have to be careful. The budget will be in October and you kind of all sorts of kind of hints that, oh, this, that and the other is going to be in the budget. I just think, well, I think firstly the electorate is slightly tired of that, doesn't really believe it and doesn't really sway them. But also, you end up, someone's going to be disappointed because we won't be able to meet all those promises.
An Irishman has been pronounced dead after getting into difficulty off the coast of Portugal. Officials say the 52-year-old was one of three people pulled out of the water in the Albufeira area. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance. Health officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes on Rafah last night killed 22 people, 18 of them children. Near daily air raids have been carried out in the southern city, where half the territory's population are sheltering. Sky's international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn is in Jerusalem.
Now, if you consider that 10,000 children have died in this conflict so far in Gaza, that's an average of around 50 a day. This kind of bears out what we're seeing almost on a daily basis.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a woman was robbed while pulled over on the N7 in County Kildare. It happened between Junction 7 and 8 near Kill at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A man pulled in his car in front of her on the hard shoulder and, following an altercation, robbed personal items from her car. Anyone who was travelling in the area at the time, particularly those with dashcam footage, are being asked to contact Gardaí. Chao Benicio, the food delivery driver credited with helping during the Parnell Square attack in November, is running as a candidate for the local elections. The Brazilian native will contest as a Fianna Fáil candidate in the Dublin North's inner city electoral area. Existing party candidates Anne-Marie Connolly and Isabel Oliveira will also contest. A spokesperson says Chao wanted to play a greater role in his community. A vigil has been held to remember the victims of last weekend's mass stabbings in Sydney. Six people were killed and more than a dozen injured when Joel Couchy went on the rampage at a busy shopping centre near Bondi Beach. The 40-year-old was later shot dead by police. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke about the lives lost of people from Australia, China and Pakistan.
We mourn for all the years of joy they should have known, all the memories they should have had the chance to make, the new life they would have lived here in their new country, the success they would have achieved in whatever career they embraced.
People are being warned to be safe when they head to the beach during the current warm spell. It may feel warm and sunny, but the water still hasn't warmed up in our rivers, lakes and seas. Roger Sweeney's the Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. He says we need to be aware of the cold.
Well, the risks are high at this time of year because we get a burst of good weather like this, but the waters are still quite cold, very cool at the moment, and we need warm muscles to swim. So please make sure to keep your swim short, stay within your depth so that if you get into difficulty, you can literally put your feet down.
Detectives in the north have arrested two men following an attempted armed robbery in East Belfast. It happened last night at a Chinese takeaway on Eastleigh Drive. The PSNI says a masked man entered the premises shortly before 10 and threatened staff with a handgun before leaving empty-handed. A 34-year-old man was arrested a short time later on suspicion of robbery and possession of a firearm. A second man, aged 38, was also detained on suspicion of handling stolen goods. Detectives are investigating a possible link between this and a number of other similar incidents in recent weeks and have seized a number of items for examination. That's your news at 4 minutes past six. In sport, they're into extra time in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley Stadium. Manchester United had led Coventry City 3-0 with just 20 minutes left, but capitulated to concede three goals. Goals from Scott McTominay, Harry Maguire and Bruno Fernandes had given Ten Hag's side control, but efforts from Ella Sims, Callum O'Hare and a penalty from Haj Wright levelled up the tie. Meanwhile, in the Premier League, Liverpool lead Fulham by 2-1. Trent Alexander-Arnold had put the Reds in front with a wonderful free kick, but they were pegged back on the stroke of half-time through Timothy Castagne. Ryan Gravenberch has given Jurgen Klopp's side the lead with just over 25 minutes to go there. Earlier, Everton defeated fellow relegation contenders Nottingham Forest by 2-0 at Goodison Park. And Crystal Palace beat West Ham United by 5-2 at Selhurst Park. While Aston Villa beat Bournemouth 3-1. In Gaelic Games, reigning All-Ireland champions Limerick have defeated Clare by 3:15-1:18 at Cusack Park in Ennis. Three quickfire second-half goals, but the current Munster champions back in the driving seat, having been behind by 5 points at half-time. Elsewhere in the Leinster Hurling Championship, Wexford drew with Dublin on a scoreline of 1:21-2:18, while Galway ran out comfortable 11-point winners over Carlow. Kilkenny were the victors over Antrim at Nolan Park by 32 points. And in the late game, in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship, Waterford were the victors over Cork on a scoreline of 2:25-1:25 at Walsh Park. In the Joe McDonagh Cup, Westmeath were defeated by Kerry by 6 points and Laois beat Offaly also by a 3-point margin in Portlaoise. In Gaelic football, Cavan and Tyrone are currently playing extra time in their encounter at Breffni Park. The sides had finished level, Cavan 3-14, Tyrone 1-20. Roscommon went down to Mayo on a scoreline of 13-1:15 in their Connacht Senior Football semi-final at Dr Hyde Park. Mayo will face Galway in the final on the 5th of May. In rugby in the Women's Six Nations, Wales were thumped by France by 40-0. And that's your news and sport at 6 minutes past six.
Now,
more seriously addictive music
with Kieran McGuinness. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness. It is the Nova guest list for the next 3 hours. What a beautiful day it is. Let's play a perfect song. It's Pearl Jam. It's Nova.
Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. A young girl, violins, center of her own attention.
dangerously addictive. Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Pillow Queens. They released their third album this week, those legends, fair play to them. That's a great song called Like a Lesson from that album. It's Kieran McGuinness. It is the gorgeous, sunny Radio Nova. It's Nova Guestus all the way until 9 o'clock. We've got loads of classic, alternative and homegrown tunes for you over the next couple of hours. Yes, indeed. We've got two classic albums, one from the Pixies, you don't want to miss. Tom Waits is the other one. Absolutely fantastic. So if we're going to be chatting to Michael from the brilliant band Virgins all about their new album, we've got brand new music, we've got gigs of the week, and we've got Dave Hanratty talking all about Taylor Swift. Oh, it's perfect. It's a perfect show. If you'd like to get in touch, 087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. Let's play something great from one of the big acts that released an album for Record Store Day. That's this weekend. And Sonic Youth, a remastered version of their album, Hits Are For Squares. This is the opening track, the brilliant Bull In The Header. It's Radio Nova. You're welcome.
Tell me that you wanna bore me. Tell me that you gotta show me.
Sonic Youth, one of the big albums released for Record Store Day, an iconic album, but I think probably the iconic artist of our current time, like it or not, is Taylor Swift. She's at the level now of a sort of a Michael Jackson, a Prince, a Madonna, a Springsteen. There's been few artists as big as her, and she's just released a new album. It's going to be one of the biggest selling albums of the year, probably one of the biggest selling albums of the decade. And yeah, it's kind of amazing to have this big cultural force releasing music. And we're very, very lucky because we have eminent Swiftologist, Mr. Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast. How are you doing, Dave?
I really need to update my business card, Kieran. Thanks very much. And yes, you kind of stole my sentiment. I was going to say, like it or not, Taylor Swift is the biggest thing in music. And not everyone likes it, as it turns out.
Well, this is it. And like, you know, nobody should be above the, criticism. But she's been criticised by another 90s icon, Courtney Love. And what's going on here?
Yeah, how unusual. Courtney Love, while promoting her new radio series, said some things that made headlines. She was speaking to the UK Standard during the week, and she took shots at several fellow female musicians, actually. Not just Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift is in the firing line. Beyonce, Lana Del Rey and Madonna all received less than complimentary reviews. And as for Taylor Swift, Courtney Love said, and I quote, "Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist." Now, as you might imagine, Kieran, in the world that we live in now, those quotes went out into the world and no one really reacted. We all went on with our days. There definitely wasn't an online craze or anything. No, of course, I am being very, very sarcastic. People are very upset. Although I think people need to remind themselves and refresh themselves about who Courtney Love is. This is a fearless rock icon who is always outspoken and always opinionated. And might I remind people, she was in an interview situation. She was asked about women in music because her new series on the radio is about that, and she gave her opinions. And I think that this notion that she shouldn't be allowed to say it, or that we shouldn't be allowed to criticize Taylor Swift, and we shouldn't be allowed to say negative things anymore about our pop icons, I think it's sanitized nonsense, and I'm glad that she said it.
No, totally. Like, this is the thing. Like, this is the thing. You get to chat about music. You talk about your favorite albums. You know, like, music is, it's the most important thing that isn't important. You know, it's the most glorious thing that isn't, like, essential. But it's amazing. You want to be able to have these discussions. And the thing is, right, she's entitled to her opinion, of course, but I kind of think, you know, Taylor Swift, obviously hugely successful, massively talented singer and songwriter, really good role model as well. Like, you know, she seems like a good person. She's not a generational talent like maybe Michael Jackson or Prince is. She's not as, you know, provocative and exciting and outspoken like Madonna or Sinead O'Connor. She's not the voice of a people, I think, like Bruce Springsteen or someone. Am I totally off base there?
No, I'd liken her to kind of being like something approaching the Manchester City of music. You know, it's all a bit plastic and homogenous, and, you know, it's all about kind of corporate check marks, and it all just feels inevitable. It doesn't really mean anything to me, and it's an endless content factory as well. This album that came out on Friday was supposed to be 16 tracks, but surprise, surprise, it's actually 31, 122 minutes, and there has been criticism of the album. Some people have said that actually it's a bit beige, the lyrics aren't very strong, etc., etc., but she does have this army of online obsessives that often cross into a bit of a lunatic fringe movement, and they attack critics to the point that there are some publications that have put out reviews and not put a byline on there as to protect their journalists, which is a crazy thing to be saying, but that's actually what is happening. A generational talent, certainly not, yeah, as exciting as some of the names that you've mentioned there, but I don't think we should dismiss necessarily the influence that she has, especially on a young female audience. And, like, you know, there's going to be millions and millions of musicians who will follow in her stead, and that's a good thing, of course. But I will admit that, yeah, I find her less interesting album by album. I find it strange that the hardcores aren't a bit bored themselves. And the kind of key takeaway from this new album appears to be that the lore, the Taylor Swift lore, which is all about, well, who is she singing about? Which ex-boyfriend is this about? And what does that mean? That is actually overshadowing the art and the music. So she's unavoidable, and the success is unbelievable. You got to give it to her. But at the same time, it really does feel like not just oversaturation at this point, but it feels like we are being suffocated by this artist, whether, you know, she intends to do that or not. It's all a bit capitalist for me as well. I think she's interesting from the point of view of the things that are happening around her, and less interesting as an individual personality as it is. At the same time, though, whether it's me, whether it's you, whether it's Courtney Love or whoever, it doesn't matter. There is no more critic-proof artist in the world right now. It will go on for as long as she wants it to go on. And of course, when the gigs come around this summer in the Aviva Stadium, they are going to be packed to the rafters. She can do no wrong, even when she isn't all that interesting.
Absolutely. A really good point from a Taylor Swift expert like Mr. Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast. Thank you for chatting to us, sir.
Thank you, my man. Take care.
Take care. Okay, let's play... You know, I want more rock stars like Courtney Love. Let's play something great by Hole. It's Nova.
I'm gonna
Yeah, that is Hole, brilliant song called Malibu on Radio Nova. And thank you for all your texts and tweets. Oh, 087 1818 100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. And thanks to Dave for chatting to us there, all things Taylor Swift. Some criticism for talking about Taylor Swift, but I mean, look, she's the biggest artist in the world. It's the biggest album released, you know, this year, blah, blah, blah. You know, I may as well chat about it. But I think it's more interesting to talk about, as Dave said, the things around it, you know, that you like... You know, people, you know, it's a big deal to criticize it. And, you know, nothing is above criticism and chats and whatever else, just the same as you would, you know, within your own group of friends or whatever. Anita has been on. She's kind of daring me to play a bit of Taylor Swift. No, thank you. Brona and Dave and Mo and Kathy, thanks for all your texts. And hello to you and your suggestions. Going to play a kind of an alternative summer song. I don't know why this reminds me of summer. Maybe it doesn't. It's by Radiohead and it's up next on Nova.
Anisha Radio Nova, Tajanam doing Sulakov, aired this week in music history, Le Trek Obrainon. And Chocht and Shaw, Nijik Octo Shocht, Hussy U2, Travesha, the Gaul V, Ekborn, US album charts, with the American inspired, The Joshua Tree. It was Wedding Bells to Axl Rose and Chocht and Shaw, Nijik Noka, Nurafolshe, Erin Everly in Las Vegas. Varan Posa, Ni Mir Fad. Chocht and Shaw, Nijik Noka, Ni Doga the Verve that they had split. Dimmy Contour, Richard Ashcroft solo, Ogsvanche Ivra Hainamach, and Agaid Alden. August Sadera, Jeremy Shlaw, Breha's Sonna, Gadrumador, Duran Duran, Roger Taylor, and Chocht and Shaw. Also known as the other one, Noe Gadoctor Roger Taylor, Erdrumador Queen Coma.
Seriously addictive.
Radio Nova.
Journey Freedom Tour 2024. Live at SSE Arena Belfast, November 4th, and 3 Arena Dublin, November 5th. With very special guests, Cheap Trick. Tickets from $59.85 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees.
Noyx Newman's Kitchens, Floors, Decks and Doors. Handcrafted European oak, plank and herringbone floors. Savour the beauty of oak, smoked, stained or natural. Visit one of our showrooms and be amazed at the range of Swiss-made luxury laminate floors. Inspired by nature, adding warmth and beauty to your home. Noyx Finglas M50 Exit 5 and Ballymount M50 Exit 10. Noyx.ie. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter for great design ideas.
It's Noyx Newman's Kitchens, Floors, Decks.
Change is the only constant in business. So whether you're starting or growing your business, our dedicated business teams will always be here to support you every step of the way. Because the best businesses never stop beginning. Search Bank of Ireland Business. Bank of Ireland. Begin. Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, May 25th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest ever hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. May 25th at Lost Lane. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
The RTE Concert Orchestra performing the songs of Leonard Cohen. Live at 3 Arena Dublin, Saturday, September 21st. Conducted by Gavin Maloney and featuring some very special guest vocalists. Tickets from €59 subject to fees are on sale now. Brought to you by Singular Artists.
And now, back to more seriously addictive music on the Nova Guest List.
With Kieran McGuinness on Radio Nova.
Full of
Guest list with Kieran McGuinness, IMRA Specialist Music Broadcaster of the Year.
Radio Nova.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And a kiss that I kept under my vest, apart from everything, the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you gotta be tough, but play like a star.
you down. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean being warmed by the sun.
Radio Nova.
really like that. That is Elafi, the Irish band Elafi, and their song All I Ask, which I just thought would work very well in our current warm evening. It's Kieran McGuinness, it is Radio Nova. We've got some great stuff on the way, and we're going to be chatting about gigs of the week. Have you been to any great gigs recently? Are you looking forward to any great gigs? Do let us know, 087 1818 100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. Let's play something great by the band, and then let's chat gigs up next on Nova.
Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova.
Apparently the real estate business is so full of jargon that we get lost in it, you know?
Yeah.
And you sit there in these meetings, and I've done this, you know, your woman is there and she's telling you all the things. So because of the gazundering on the disbursement of the unit with the frozen interest, what's going to happen now is we're going to get your covenant and we're going to lash it out there with a feather. And you're like, I haven't a clue. I'm about to sign a piece of paper that would be the biggest purchase of my life, and I literally haven't got a clue what's going on.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Weekday mornings from 6 on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Measles is highly infectious and can be serious. About 1 out of 5 people who get measles will be hospitalised. The best protection against the measles is vaccination. If you or your child miss the MMR vaccine, the HSE is now offering a free catch-up programme for children and eligible adults. And once fully vaccinated, you're protected for life. To find out how to get your vaccine and to book an appointment, visit hse.ie/measles from the HSE.
And 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3 ink.ie, miss.
Sorry?
1, 2, 3 ink.ie. You know, for all your ink at home or work, they're really good, miss.
Focus, Tara. And 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3 ink.ie. Service without the jigs and the reels.
Ah, but what about...
Still €14 a user. Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. Go to iptelecom.ie. Explore the mysterious motivations behind the chilling deeds of serial killers, psychopaths and stalkers. Delve into the intricate workings of the criminal mind with City College's professional diploma in criminology and forensic psychology, hosted by criminologist John Dean O'Keefe. Join us every Wednesday evening for 10 weeks. Classes are held in Dublin City Centre and are also accessible online. For more details, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Professional education.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The Wild God Tour. An extra date added. Three Arena, November 13th. Tickets from €65 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees. Presented by Aiken Promotions.
Make more meals for less with Dunn Stores, where you'll save in the aisle with ingredients for a vibrant burrito bowl. That's chicken thighs, 915-gram pack, just $2.99. Cooked with taco seasoning and fresh vegetables, like red onions and 54-cent loose avocados. Served with fluffy rice. All from the Dunn Stores range. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 5/25 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more.
And now, back to more seriously addictive music on the Nova Guest List.
With Kieran McGuinness on Radio Nova.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To come on back if there's anything she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, as she sends me, if I spring a leak, as she mends me, I don't have to speak, as she defends me, a drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one. Well, now me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. She said, I can't tell.
know deep down I'm sort of tempted to go and see my Bessie again. I'm going up on Cripple Creek. She sends me in my spring a leap. She mends me. I don't have to speak. She defends me a drunkard's dream. If I ever
Yeah, the brilliant band, of course, up on Cripple Creek from The Last Waltz. It's Radio Nova. Let's talk about other great live shows that are on this week. Loads of stuff on. You know, the Blue Tones are on. Dave Matthews Band. Take That. There's loads of those massive gigs on. But some of the gigs that you might be interested in. And Wednesday the 24th, Morgana from Saint Sister. Brilliant artist, Morgana. She's kind of going out on her own. She's playing in Whelan's on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday, Aslan are playing in Whelan's, and they've got the new singer and they're doing their stuff, which is just, you know, really interesting kind of, it's their band, they can do what they want obviously, but it's just a kind of an interesting thing, and you know, how are they going to do that? So best of luck to the lads. Friday 26th, Keela are playing in the Purty Kitchen. I love Keela, they're amazing, and what a great show that would be. But our gig of the week this week is Niamh Burry. Now she's a kind of an alternative folk artist who released her debut album Yellow Roses earlier on this year. Absolutely fantastic it is too, and we had a chat with her a couple of weeks ago. She's doing her album launch on Sunday night in Whelan's, and if you're into kind of this, I'm going to play a song now. If you're into this kind of thing, I think this is a really, really strong, folky, soulful kind of Irish artist. Niamh Burry is her name, and the song is Budapest. So check this out, and if you're around Sunday night in Whelan's, go along and see her. It's Radio Nova. That's our gig of the week this week. Hope you enjoy.
The sun went down behind the house before the grass could melt. And fingers stiff like icicles, hot coffee helps. The sky is clear, but you can't tell, clever as you are, if what we see when we look up are satellites or stars. And I just wish they'd leave the moon alone, you know. Cause when the kids are sleeping, where are they supposed to go? And for lovers in different cities, a billboard just won't be as pretty. I wish they could learn to leave good enough alone. Wrap me in a blanket and spin me into space. I want to feel the silence, see that look upon your face. Oh, spiraling downward, I would lose the race. Still getting round to hearing those songs you sent. It's not that I didn't have the time, just knew that their intent would shake me and make me wish I was somewhere else.
stayed with the books I mean to read on the shelf. Go to Budapest, rent somewhere for a while. Maybe learn the language or get by on a smile. Lose yourself within that crowd. Drink from a different font, they say. Don't make yourself so small. Sometimes it's what you want. Put me in a basket and send me up the river. Let the mothers hold me when I cry and shiver. I'm packaged and posted ready to be delivered.
Seriously addictive. Radio Nova.
Radio Nova from 1989, that brilliant song, Love Song, and it's Robert Smith's birthday today. He's 65, so he gets the bus pass, so expect to see him on your local commuter to and from the studio, I assume. That was from 1989 when he was 30. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Anyway, a big fan of that. Let's play some more seriously addictive music. Up in the next hour, we're going to kick off with the White Stripes. It's Radio Nova.
Some music is made to be played on vinyl. That's why we bring you inside the vinyl vault 7 days a week on Radio Nova.
So come on in, sit back and savor seriously addictive music as it should be heard in the Radio Nova Vinyl Vault.
With therecordhub.com, your local online vinyl store. 100% Irish and direct to your door.
This is Radio Nova.
Lorraine, what's the story with all the Pat the Baker sourdough packs framed on your wall?
What? They're my diplomas.
Diplomas?
I've taken a lot of tests, you know, for deliciousness, for freshness, for flavour, for taste.
Sorry, tests.
You need to butter up your act and take the crusty craving taste test with the new Pat the Baker sourdough bread. Go on, be a taste champion. Pat the Baker, so fresh it's famous.
Pat the Baker, fresh it's famous.
Arcade Fire, live in concert. Plus, Echo and the Bunnymen. Malahide Castle, July 7th. Tickets from 61.05 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply, subject to license. Experience the band perform their debut album, Funeral, in its entirety, plus much more. Arcade Fire. Tickets on sale now.
Hi, Al here from Lewis Motors. If you're looking for your next car that's a cut above the rest, then we've got you covered. At Lewis Motors, we source only the finest high-end performance and luxury vehicles before testing, checking and prepping to the highest standards, so you can be as proud of your new motor as we are. Head to lewismotors.ie to browse the full range or drop into us at our Cavan TV showroom and discover why so many people trust Lewis Motors time and time again. Lewis Motors, we love our cars.